Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. With the onset of the coronavirus, many of us are finding ourselves working from home. And this can be difficult. It's a hard transition for many people. We may think, hey, it sounds great. We can work from home. We don't have to work as hard. And I would argue that when you work from home, there's a whole nother set of things you need to be thinking about. Now, I've been working from home for the last 20 years. I mean, I go into an office occasionally, but when I'm not traveling, when I'm not running around, I'm working from home. And so I've developed some skills around working from home that I think are important. And part of it is just where you choose to work from. And so if you have the luxury of a home where you can pick a room that's far away from everything, that's a big deal because you want to minimize any interruptions you're going to get. You want to minimize any noise you're going to have. And while you're doing that, you want to also avoid your bedroom. Having your desk in your bedroom and working from your bedroom is just not a good thing mentally. There's something about, you know, keeping your sleeping space sacred. Right? Because if you start to put you start to deal with work and sleep in the same room, I don't know about you, but stress levels usually go up. As soon as you wake up, you're looking at the work that you have to do. And so while you're on this one, you've got to keep your work life and your regular life separate. And if possible, if you have a door that you can shut to an office, that's perfect. If you can't, think about what you can do to break down your office. So let's say you're working from your kitchen table, right? If that's what it takes. Don't leave the second you're done working, make sure you shut take your computer off the table, get your papers away, put them in a briefcase, put them somewhere where they're out of the way where you're not going to be looking at them. But you've got to keep those times sacred. And the other thing too is set hours for yourself. For me, I have to be at my desk by 8 o'clock. Every day I'm sitting at my desk working by 8 o'clock. And usually sometimes more often than not, it's 7, but I work out in the morning, take a shower. But my absolute cutoff time when I have to be at my desk working is 8 o'clock. It's just a deal I have with myself. And typically my cutoff time is 6 o'clock. You know, sometimes it goes till 6:30 or 7, but by then I'm done. That's it. And so those are my hours, and I make sure those are very, very strict for me. I don't take time away. The only time I really come away from my desk is to go eat. And that's another thing that's interesting, right? It's easy, first of all, if you've got food in your house, obviously, to start snacking as you're working. So think about what you're putting in your house. And if it's not there, you're not going to eat it. So if you have a tough time staying disciplined around food, it can get really easy to just snack throughout the day. And not only does snacking take you away from your work, it's probably not great for you from a health perspective either. So think about that side of things. And so what I'm doing there is I figure out what I'm going to do for lunch. I'll give myself permission at lunch to take a break. That's the one major break for me that I'll take over the course of the day. And more often than not, it's just 15 or 20 minutes to eat. And the other thing I'll talk about with lunch is, you know, the idea of like having a TV around and having distractions around. I absolutely will not go to the TV or do anything. The only time during the workday that I'll allow myself to look at a television is when I'm either when I'm watching the market, because I have CNBC on in my office, which is rare, but be based on what's happened the last week, I've done that. But the other angle is when I'm having lunch, I will give myself permission to put on the TV. Because somehow it just sort of takes me away from things, and that's a distraction. But other than that, there's no TV at all during the day. And I hate to say it this way, but I really don't socialize with my family during that time frame either. If my kids come home from work, I may jump up and give them a hug if I'm not on a call, but then I'm right back to it. You've got to maintain that discipline because it's so easy to get distracted. And so, you know, as we start to think about what you're going to do, you know, it's just giving yourself the permission to be done, right? One of the other challenges at working from home is you can never be done. I just remember, you know, always I walk by my office and I think about those things I have to do. And I have one of those jobs that I'm always, there's always something I could be doing. So I'm really never done. And so it's really important to maintain the discipline. And that just gets back to those strict hours. Stay very productive and focused to what you're doing. Have a task list and just knock things out one by one. But it, whatever you dedicate as your as the time you're going to stop, in the example I used at 6 p.m., be done at 6 p.m. and don't go back to it again until the next morning, until you're ready to go. And just give yourself permission to do that. And then the other thing that I should mention, too, is the idea of telepresence or FaceTime or video chatting, whatever you want to call it, right? The, more and more of us are on, you know, apps like Zoom or GoToMeeting over telepresence. As you're, when you think about telepresence, you've got to really think about where you're situating yourself. So as you know you're going to have these group meetings online, consider the background you have, consider what other people are going to see, think about what lighting looks like and audio. So it's not a huge deal, but it's one of those things that you're working, you may as well look as professional as you can. And while you're at it, if you're going to be on telepresence or some form of it, think about what you're wearing. Right? It's not an excuse. I wouldn't use it as an excuse. If you work in a fairly formal environment, I would dress as you would if you were going to work. Now, I'm not telling you to wear a tie if that's the situation. But for me, I'm always in, you know, if I know I'm working and I'm going to have telepresence calls over the course of the day, which I do, by the way, on most of my days, almost all of them, and especially now, I just think about what I'm wearing. And it's as simple as just putting on a button-down shirt. That's it. Right? It doesn't have to be crazy. But to be in sweats during that time frame, it's just not very professional. And if you just think about what you look like on the other end of things, you want people to, it's still a business environment. And I would think that it makes sense to dress as such. So bottom line is it's really working from home takes a significant amount of discipline. It's just realizing yourself, okay, I've got work to do. I've got a certain amount of hours that I'm going to do it. You know, you make up the time, you're not commuting anymore. So whatever time you had there can be put back into your work if you choose, or it can be put into leisure, but dedicate what the time is that you're going to work and work within those times, and then make sure you step away and you cut off. And as I said before, you want to make sure that you've got time that's dedicated for your life outside of work and the time that's dedicated for your life inside of work, and keep those two things very, very separate, because if you don't and they start bleeding together, there's no escape, and that leads to greater stress. So it's healthy, it makes sense, and it's more productive to keep those two things separate. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can get to other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, if you are working from home, just get disciplined around your approach. See if you can isolate yourself. See if you can maintain office hours. And do everything in your power to keep your work life separate from your personal life.